Michelle, MICHELLE, Hansford, HANSFORD, 311. Is it 311 or 511? 511-67. Chief complaint, number one, I feel terrible. Number two, cough. Number three, congestion. Next number is sinus fullness. Next number is headache. Next number is eye drainage. Next number is ear pain. Next number is abdominal pain. Next number is nausea. Our patient is a 55-year-old woman here with her husband of approximately 10 years. She says she developed the above-mentioned symptoms for the past 4 days, and now they feel like they're getting worse, period. Immunization, she has been vaccinated for COVID, allergy none. Surgery, she's had tubal ligation, left ear surgery. Social, she's had, she doesn't drink alcohol. She does smoke. She's trying to quit smoking at this time. Medical problems, cervical cancer, hepatitis C, medications none. Under social, also put down, she works at Ben Taub, B-E-N, and then TAUB at a program called Caring for Two, looking after drug abuse, addicted, recovering addicts, period. Patient is concerned about her hepatitis C, new paragraph, and still has not done anything about it. We talked about that at length today. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we talked about, let's talk about family history. Family history is positive for ovarian cancer in mom, who died of metastatic disease, and father had some kind of cancer, but that metastasized everywhere. She doesn't know exactly what their primary was. On exam, she weighs 133 pounds. She's lost 8 pounds. She's trying to lose 10 pounds, 100%, 98.4, 16, 63, 128 over 79, heart positive, positive two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, but some tenderness noted, upper abdomen, neurological non-focal, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, anterior chain length abnormality noted, number one, cough, congestion, shortness, chills, number two, chest x-ray negative for pneumonia, number three, O2 side stable, number four, Rocephin, a gram now. Next one is Decadron, 8 milligram now for bronchitis / sinusitis. Next one is Z-Pak. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is Tobramycin for ophthalmic for conjunctivitis. Next one is bacterial conjunctivitis. Next number is ovarian cancer under care of a specialist, i.e., oncologist OB-GYN. Next number, we looked at her thyroid because of abnormality noted last year. No significant change noted in the size and shape of the thyroid on the left side. Next number is because of palpitation. Her echocardiogram looks normal. She's encouraged to continue to exercise. There's no valvular abnormality or changes from last year. Next number is looking at her neck and thyroid. We were concerned about her carotid artery as well because of dizziness, but this appears to be related to current illness. There's no further stenosis of the carotid artery noted, which found to be minimal last year. Next one is leg pain and arm pain appears to be secondary to her current illness. No sign of DVT or PVD was noted. Next number, no evidence of tumors or cysts noted in the pelvic region with history of ovarian cancer. Next number is there's no significant change in patient's apparent kidney appearance. And patient's hepatitis C was discussed with patient at length. I'm going to refer her to a hepatologist regarding her hepatitis C. She's still been procrastinating and has not seen one. Next number, she needs a yearly mammogram. Next number is her colonoscopy is up to date. So put in on top, maintenance exam, colonoscopy up to date 5 years ago, mammogram 3 years ago, ordered today. Also put down history of hepatitis C, needs to see specialist regarding hepatitis C and possible treatment. Next number, also check liver function test today, including blood tests. Thank you.